Okay, we're Nun Hey Amid Beis.
Was it your family's turn to work at a base of Megdash?
Yeah.
Last week?
That's where I went. Nun Hey Amid Beis, 55B1, four lines in the top of the page. Okay, before we learned the din about if you find animals outside of Yerushalayim, okay, and it's, you know, the time when, like we learn, most animals in Yerushalayim are for korbanos. And we don't know, we find various different animals. So it said over there like this, they quoted a Mishnah from Shkolim. It says, if it's Zchorim, if it's a male animal, then it's an Oila. If it's Nekevis, then it's Shlomim. Okay, that's what the Gemara said before. Why? Because Oila is Zachor, Shlomim is Nekeva. The Gemara asked the whole question, you know, you can have both for both. And the Gemara went into this whole long discussion. Now the Gemara says like this, Amamad, we said before, Schodim, that if you find male animals, it's considered a Neila. 55B1. Bottom of the first column. Okay, page 110. Four lines in the top. So it says like this. Chorim, if you find male animals, the Mishnah quoted before, says they're oilas, they're carbon oilas, burnt offerings. So the Gemara has, maybe it's a carbon teida. Now, what is a carbon teida? A person had to bring a Thanksgiving offering. Okay? Today, we would go benching gomel for the four types of people, whether a guy was sick and got healthy, was in prison, got out, was in the desert, got out, crossed the ocean, and got out. Okay? So in all these cases, you have to bring a carbon teida. That's what we say in davening today, mizmah l'seida, is Thanksgiving tasha. The din is, a male, a zachar, could also be a toda. Because toda could be male or female. So the question, if you find a male animal outside of Yerushalayim, why are we saying it's for sure a carbon teida? Maybe it's a carbon teida. So the Gemara says, you're right. The mice and nami teida. The guy that, remember we learned before in the Gemara, speaking, that a guy redeems the animal, because it's a doubt. He redeems the animal, and then he brings a carbon with it. So the Gemara says, why are you telling me he has to bring a carbon teida? Maybe it's a carbon teida. So the Gemara says, the mice and nami teida. It's speaking that he brings the carbon teida also. He brings, in other words, this guy, Nebuch, he didn't know what he got himself into. He sees a lost animal. He says, oi, it's probably a carbon. We don't know what it is. I'm going to redeem it. So then the guy says he has to buy an Eila, a carbon taida, has to buy a whole bunch of different carbons, because maybe, 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 maybe. So the Gemara says, boy, lachem, the din is, together with the carbon taida, they will bring four types of each type, and there's 40 chalas, 40 breads they brought together with the carbon teida. It was actually chometz, by the way. That's why, it's interesting, we were learning before. We say mizmah l'seida, right? To thank Hashem, so to speak, as bringing a carbon teida. If you notice, we don't say it on Shabbos. We don't say it on Pesach. Why don't we say it on Shabbos? Why don't we say it on Pesach? So Shabbos and Yom Tov, we don't say it, because any voluntary korban you couldn't bring on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Only the mandatory, obligatory korbanos, the korbanos they had to bring, that you had to bring on Shabbos. But a guy decided to bring a gift to the Beis HaMikdash, you couldn't bring it on Shabbos. So because you can't bring a korban teid on Shabbos and Yom Tov, we don't say it. Pesach is because of this. Together with the carbon teida, huh? That to bring 40 loaves of bread, which is mamuz chametz. And Pesach, he can't bring it. So obviously, he can bring an animal without the breads. So therefore, on Pesach, starting out of Pesach, interestingly, you didn't bring a carbon teida. So we don't say it on Pesach. But the Gemara asks, what do you mean? Okay, the guy's going to bring a carbon teida. But the Gemara says, the guy needs to bring 40 loaves of bread. So Gemara says, the ma'isa nami lachem, he brings the bread also. Very nice guy. Finds the animal, does all this.
But,
so,
didn't we make the conclusion that he's not allowed to be damaged until you let it become damaged? So what's
no, not in this case. The Gemara is talking, the Gemara got into other cases, like a b'chor and those things. Because the b'chor itself is holy, you can't redeem it. Remember, we learned last year, if an animal gave a firstborn animal, right? So you can't redeem that animal because the animal itself is holy. So then you have to just let it go until it dies. Or until it gets a blemish that you can't, you know, bring it as a carbon anymore. But the Gemara asked, Dilma Ashim Hu, okay, but maybe it's possible that a male could be a sin offering. Right? Ashim is a guilt offering. So maybe you have to bring a carbon Ashim too. So the Gemara answers like this. Ashim ben shtei shanim. The din is a carbon Ashim had to be an animal that was in its second year. But he found, this animal that he found was not even a year old. Meaning like this. Some animals, the Torah gives years, you know, how old they have to be. Sometimes it says bad men shenasa, sometimes it says 2 years. It doesn't mean 2 years, by the way. 1 year means in the first year. 2 years means in the second year. So the Gemara's question over here was, maybe he has to bring a carbon asham. Maybe it was a carbon asham. The Gemara says no. Carbon asham has to be in the second year. This animal they found, and obviously they were able to tell how old the animal was only in its first year. So it couldn't be an asham. It could either be ola, or toda, or whatever it may be. So the guy doesn't. Then the Gemara asked, but maybe it's a sham mitzera and a sham naziru. The din is when a nazir, or a leper, mitzera, finishes being a leper, or they finish the naziris, they need to bring a carbon. It's called a sham nazir and a sham mitzera. Because the Gemara says a nazir also sins. Even though he's a holy guy, doesn't drink wine, you know that. But the Gemara says you're sinning because the Torah says you could do it. Don't be more religious than the Torah. When you're more religious than the Torah, you're called a sinner. No, that's what it says. The Gemara says, "Dayach mashasata lachatayr." It's enough of the Torah forbid. The Torah says you could drink wine, you could become tameh, you know all that. Don't make yourself more religious than the Torah. So the Gemara says, the din was a sham mitzera and a sham nazir could also be a male within the year old. So now you find this animal, right? There's another possibility. Maybe it's a nazir or mitzera. So Gemara answers, leishchicha. Those are not very common. Meaning that's rare. So without afraid, maybe this animal was a nazir, because that's very, very uncommon. So Gemara says, v'duma pesachu. Maybe it's a carbon pesach. Could also be a male carbon. So how do you know? So in other words, in addition to Eila, in addition to Teda, maybe it's a carbon Pesach also. So Gemara says like this, Pesach bismanei, meaning when it's the time to use the carbon Pesach. The Gemara says Mizah Zehira, but everybody's very careful with the carbon Pesach. You know, because there's so many people bringing carbon Pesachs. So when you had your carbon Pesach, you made sure it didn't get lost. So to say you found an animal lost that should be a carbon Pesach is not very common. And shalei bismane, if the carbon Pesach time finished, then it's obviously a carbon shlamim anyway. Okay?
That's a mandatory mitzvah to bring carbon Pesach, or that you had to, or no?
What?
Was it an obligation?
To do what?
To bring Korban Pesach?
Sure, every Jew had to bring Korban Pesach.
Every Jew had to do it. It wasn't like...
Be part of it.
Did some didn't, but you would eat from it.
No. On the contrary, Korban Pesach and the Mila, Bris Mila and Korban Pesach are the only two positive mitzvahs that the punishment is kodesh. If you're not part of a Korban Pesach, part of it, right, and you don't bring Pesach Sheni, then the din is you get kodesh.
be part of it means you don't have to drink, but you need to be part of it.
Part of it, yeah. If you think about it, not everybody. Let's say, for argument's sake, okay, the Korban Pesach. You didn't eat the meal from the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach, they ate, like we ate the Afikomen today.
Before midnight,
at the end of the meal. First, they had the Korban Chagiga. That's why we have Zreya and Beitza, right? Zreya is for the Korban Pesach. Beitza is for the Korban Chagiga. Now, the main meal, they ate the Korban Chagiga meat. The Korban Pesach was eaten a kezayis at the end of the meal. Ala seiva. You're full, not exploding, like they say, but you have to eat at the end. So how much Korban Pesach did you eat a kezayis? Yeah? I'm not an animal merchant, but let's say you have a lamb, right? Let's say a lamb weighs 50 pounds of meat. I don't know what they were. Let's say there's 50 pounds of meat in a lamb. Yeah? That means you have 50 times, 1 ounce is a kezayis. There's 16 ounces in a pound. Okay? So if you have 50, one behemoth that you brought as a Korban Pesach, yeah? Is 50 times 16. Okay? So it's 500, 750 or so ounce kezayisim of meat. In a Korban Pesach, right? Right? And you're not allowed to leave it over until the morning. And they're already full. So, 750, so let's say you want to, 500 people could have been part of a Korban Pesach. Right?
And that's only a lamb, not a cow.
No, you can't bring a cow for a Korban Pesach.
No?
No.
But
Seh Tomim.
They was not doing Seh the Seder night and everything. They just bring the...
No, they had a Seder. I mean, they had matzah. They had the matzah or morah. They had a mitzvah v'gadah to levincha. Did they have exactly the Seder like we have today? No, they didn't have that God. Even though parts of that God that they did have. But I'm saying, but the Korban Pesach, you understand, that's why the Mishnah says, there are three groups when they brought the Korban Pesach. Okay? 30 people went in, brought Korban Pesach, another 30, another 30, and they said the last group didn't even have 30 people in it. Because we make a cheshbon, a Korban Pesach was good for our neighborhood. You know what I mean? So one person brought it, but he counted everybody in it. So Gemara says the Korban Pesach was watched. And after Korban Pesach, because the din is, what happens if somebody had a Korban Pesach? When they lost it. So you have to get another one. And then, after Pesach, you find the first one. So what do you do with it? So the Gemara says, it becomes a Korban Shlamim. And it's still a Korban. Because it had the Kedusha, you designate it as a Korban Pesach. But you can't bring a Korban Pesach now, because it's already after Pesach. Right? So then it's brought as a Korban Shlamim. So the Gemara asked, V'dilma ma b'chor u'maiser, maybe the zochor that you find is a b'chor or maiser, tithing of the animals. So Gemara says like this, l'may helchisu, what difference does it make? L'mechlina b'mumon, the only difference is to eat it, that if b'chor and maiser offerings, only if it has, if it's a blemish in it. I'll explain this whole thing in a second. Okay? So he says, if you find the male, you'll eat it as a blemished animal. What does this mean like this? Chor and Maiser cannot be redeemed. Okay? Meaning like this. What happens if somebody had an animal and it had a blemish? So you redeemed it. Okay, so the animal become non-hegdish, and then with the money, which became holy, you buy a new korban. Correct? Normally, a guy said, okay, I'm bringing a korban oila to the Beis HaMikdash. So you have to bring the korban oila. What happens if it gets a mum? So you can't bring it on the Mizbeach. So what do you do? you redeem it for money. So now the animal becomes unholy. And then with the money, you buy a carbon. That you're supposed to bring, and then you bring it to the base of English. By B'char and Meiser, you can't do that. B'char is a firstborn animal. Right? If a B'char gets a mum, what do you do with it? Then it's automatically unholy. You can't redeem it and buy another animal. Another animal is not a B'char. You can't buy another animal because you need to bring the firstborn. Right? So therefore, what do? It has a mum, and then everybody could eat it. Right? Same thing with Maiser. Maiser Behema, the Gemara says, worked a very interesting way. So the marshal, somebody gave Maiser 10% on the grain. Okay? On the fruits, on the, right? So let's say they had 100 bushels. They took 10 bushels, and that was Maiser. Right? 10%. By animals, it didn't work like that. The guy didn't say, okay, I have 100 animals born this year, I'm going to take 10 and bring it as Maiser. You can't do that. How does it work? You line up the animals one by one. They go through a thin barn, okay? And then they go through, and you count, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. The 10th one you give is, that's with a colored stick, to make a mark on the animal, that becomes the carbon. Then again, you do 1, 2, 3. So, Maiser is, again, just think of B'char is the animal. Maiser is the animal. Right? So what happens if an animal, which is Maiser, gets a mum? Huh?
What's a mum?
A blemish. It gets a broken foot or whatever. Yeah? So what do you do with it? You can't redeem it. So it's eaten in a mum. Right? So the Gemara's question is over here. Maybe.
How can you ship a blemished animal? It's trade.
No, a blemish only, you're right, only a blemish for the for a korban, not for shechitim. So there are certain blemishes.
You said you eat it.
You shecht didn't eat it.
You can't shecht with such an animal.
I said, if it has a mum, that's only a mum for the hegdish, well, for the base of migdish, not for regular. Right.
Only if it's life threatening, it's
correct.
You first mentioned if it has a mum, you redeem it. But if it has a mum, in this case, it automatically becomes not hegdish. Why, in that case, you would redeem it if it already has a mum?
In which case?
You mentioned that you would redeem it if it has a mum. On one case, you mentioned that you would redeem it if it has a mum.
Because that's the Torah says, is the difference between all other korbanos and b'char and ma'aser. All other animals that get a blemish must be redeemed.
Even if it's blemish, you
redeem. Even if it's blemish, it must be redeemed. When that money becomes holy, you need to buy another carbon. B'char and ma'aser, if it gets a mum, it's not holy anymore. Now, it's brought down, you just can't, like he brings down over here, they have to be treated, even let's say this b'char and ma'aser gets a mum, you need to treat it with a little bit of kedusha. What does it mean, a kedusha? They cannot be slaughtered in the market like all the other animals. You have to do it privately. It cannot be sold in the market. The meat cannot be weighed on a scale. Okay? So, where it says, so you'll eat it under those restrictions. Okay, now the Gemara continues. Amar Mar. Middle of the page. Amar Mar, he said before, Nikavis, what happens if you find, don't know, we're just talking about the male animal you found outside Yerushalayim, the question what to do with it, right? What happens if you find the female animal outside Yerushalayim, and there's an assumption that it's hegdish, so what do we do with it? So we learned before, the Mishnah said, Nikavis zivchei shlamim. If it's in the keva, it's a carbon shlamim. That's what the Mishnah said that the Gemara quoted before. But so the Gemara says, Dilma taidehi, maybe it's a carbon taida. Because like we learned, it could be male or female, a carbon taida. So how do you know this carbon is shlamim? Maybe this animal was from a carbon taida. So Gemara says, okay. Just like we answered before. The ma'isa taida, he brings it as a carbon taida also. Meaning, the guy who finds this animal redeems it. One money he takes for a carbon taida, one money for a carbon shlamim. Okay? So Gemara says, v'abinyin lechem, but like we just discussed, you need the 40 loaves of bread for a carbon taida. So Gemara says, the ma'isim nami lechem, the guy taka brings the 40 loaves of bread also. Which means, so in simple English, if this guy finds, a guy walks in the street and finds a female carbon, a female animal, outside Yerushalayim, in the certain radius that the Mishnah said, and the guy wants to redeem it, he has to redeem it for a carbon shlamim and a carbon taida, and he has to bring 40 loaves of bread. Because that's the possibilities. Maybe this animal is a carbon. So Gemara said, Vidimah chatosi. Maybe it's a carbon chatos, could also be a female. So maybe he has to redeem it also for a carbon chatos. So Gemara says, no. Chatos bas shenosa. A chatos is speaking a case when the chatos is normally brought only in the first year of the animal. The Torah says the chatos has to bring ben shenosai. And we said ben shenosai means in the first year. And now this guy finds an animal that was bashtesh on him. It was in the second year. So obviously if it's in the second year, it can't be a karm chatos. Because chatos is only eligible in the first year of the animal's life. So Gemara says, Vilma chatos sha'avra shenosa. Maybe it's a karm chatos that the year went by. In other words, maybe this was a karm chatos that was designated in the first year, and now the animal's in the second year. The Gemara says, Leshchich, that's not common. We're not afraid of that. So you don't have to worry about that. So then the Gemara says, Ishtaka bashnosamai. What happens if you do find the animal in the first year? What happens if you find this female animal in the first year? Then you have like this. It could be a mishlamim. It could be taida. And the Gemara says it could be chatas. So what do you do then? So Gemara says, Tanya, we learned, Chananya ben Chachinoy Eimer, Eiz bashnasa lechatas. A she-goat in the first year to be a chatas. And right away the Gemara says, what does this mean? Lechatas ha-kadaitach. Okay, what do you mean a chatas? This Chananya ben Chachinoy Eimer says that if you find an animal in the year, it's a chatas. So Gemara says, are we sure it's a chatas? Maybe it's a taida, maybe it's an ayla, maybe it's whatever. So Elo Alma Abaye means like this. Bechichatas. You treat it like a chatas. What does it mean? Kainta lekipa. You bring it into a cell, mean a pen. Vimesa mi'alan, the animal dies on its own. Okay, now the din is like this.
Starve it to death or let it live its natural
life? Says over here, is made to die, we withhold food from it until it dies of starvation. Halacha Meshe Mitzinai. Halacha Meshe Mitzinai, because we don't know what to do with the animal. Or not only that, no, the Gemara says like this. What happens if a chatos is in the first year? What happens if it's now the second year? What do you do with this animal? You can't bring it as a chatas because a chatas is only kosher in the first year. Now the animal is a year and a half old. So what do you do with this animal? The Gemara says you can't redeem it. What you need to do, you push it, let the animal die.
You won't feed it? Keep it like as a pet?
Yeah.
You don't feed it.
What's wrong with letting it live its life cycle? Can't have any babies, can't.
Yeah, it has to die.
Why?
That's what halacha Meshe Mitzinai says.
What happens if it's halacha
Meshe Mitzinai? No, it says, this is halacha Meshe Mitzinai. It is not necessary to actually put the animal in the cell for starving. Perhaps the Gemara's intention is that there's a special cell designated for this purpose. Since there's a possibility that a female found in the first year is a chatos, and it cannot be redeemed, like it said before, these things cannot be redeemed, we just let it die.
Can you find someone to adopt the baby? Adopt it?
No.
Why?
Because it's a carbon.
It's holy. How do we even know that it's a carbon? Maybe it's not. Maybe it's just a regular animal.
Here we're afraid this is what it is. Or not only that, what happens? A guy designated a carbon as a chatos. Okay? The animal was 11 and a half months old. It's in the first year. Yeah? That's to bring a carbon chatos.
There's only 2 weeks to bring it.
There's only 2 weeks to bring it. And the guy, whatever, went to sleep, he woke up 3 weeks later, and now the animal's over a year old. What does he do?
Does he want to sleep?
What does he do? He didn't have a chance to go to Yerushalayim.
But,
no, because the din is halacha meshim esina, that it has to die.
I thought you can't bring a female animal for carbon.
No, it depends. Certain korbanos yes, certain korbanos not. That's what Gemara said. If it's in the keva, we keep it a shlomim. So Gemara says maybe a teida, because teida could also be zochen in the keva. So Gemara said you bring it. Gemara said maybe it's a chatos, because chatos is also zochen in the keva.
I don't understand the whole
thing. Carbon oila, by the way, is only zochen. By carbon, it says zachar tamim yakrivenu.
No, I don't understand the whole thought process of what the Gemara was saying. The narrative, the Gemara said that if you found an animal, you should assume that it's a chatos.
We don't know.
Either that, such,
either that or ayla, depending if it's male or female. The Gemara brought down before.
Why can't you say this is an innocent animal?
Because it says most animals around the area of Yerushalayim
are for that purpose.
Are kabbalists. That's what the Gemara, there's an assumption of, and because carbon is so holy, you can't just say, nah, okay, because most animals found in Yerushalayim were brought as kabbalists.
So it depends, geographically.
So the Gemara discusses, the Mishnah over there, that the Gemara brought down before, discusses if it's Zachar, if it's Nekeva, you know, what it is, what the possibilities. If it's a zachar, it could only be an eila. No, I mean, a zachar, an eila is only a zachar.
What's all this negative Gemara Kedushin?
Because the Gemara was talking about if you do Kedushin with Hegdish and Maisa Sheni and all that, so the Gemara brought this in.
It's a long time ago.
I'll be then. He could say, "says the man said that before." Speaking of a guy that wanted to do something, yeah.
Otherwise, you don't have to take care of it.
Huh?
You don't want.
Right. He voluntarily comes and binds himself to do it.
But there's no fear.
No. There is no chiyuv.
There was no custom of tagging them, what they are or what they're intended for.
The Gemara says that people were careful, like the pace of carbon pace, that people were very careful about. Years ago, people used to brand an animal to know which farm it belonged to. Because these people would steal animals from each other.
They do that
now. I'm sure they do it now. The farmers, yeah.
But the new barcodes, the square ones, if you scan it, you know, most cell phones can scan things.
Right.
If you scan it, it'll tell you the origins of the of whatever this product is.
The whole they do it now with dogs. They get a dog gets a barcode, you know, and they were doing it for a while with Sefer Torah also. People were stealing Sefer Torah. How are you going to prove? You know, they take off the cover. How can you prove a Sefer Torah? Sefer Torah could be $50,000 to $60,000. So now they put not a chip, but they put on the back in different places in Sefer Torah a certain code that when you do the code, you scan the code, so then it says who's Sefer Torah is.
Electronic? Yeah. It's
I believe it. I'm told it's done. then you know who the owner is. Just like they do animals today. We'll stop somebody from stealing an animal. A dog. A lot of dogs look alike. Yeah, you can steal a dog and finish.
It's a big business.
Stealing is b'chol a very big business.
In any business.
Yeah, stealing is a big business. Okay, then the Gemara says like this. Tod Rabban Rabbanan learned. In Lechim Behema B'mois Maisa Sheni. You cannot purchase an animal for Maisa Sheni money outside of Yerushalayim. Okay? Meaning like this. Remember we learned you have to bring Maisa Sheni to eat in Yerushalayim. Correct? What happens if it's too much? You redeem it for money. You bring the money to Yerushalayim and you spend the money there on food. And that's what the Torah says. It's too far, it's too much to schlep. You redeem the meiser for money. Let's say it's $100 a meiser. You take the meiser, redeem it for $100. The meiser is not meiser anymore, meiser sheni. And the money you take to Yerushalayim, you spend it on food. So Gemara says you're not allowed to buy an animal outside of Yerushalayim with meiser sheni money. Inside Yerushalayim, you could. But if it's outside Yerushalayim, you cannot buy an animal with Maaser Sheni money. Why? So one reason is because then you have to take the animal to Yerushalayim. Correct? Because you have to eat Maaser Sheni only in Yerushalayim. The animal might get weak, and the animal might die, and then you're ruining Maaser Sheni money that you're supposed to eat in Yerushalayim. Now you can't eat. This is one reason. Then they say like this. You can't buy an animal with Maaser Sheni is because you're redeeming for coins, and you can't redeem. You can only redeem Maaser Sheni money with actual food, and not with. You can't redeem Maaser Sheni funds with food. In other words, it sounds like this.
You can or you can't?
Huh? You can only redeem it for coins of better currency. For this reason, one may not purchase an animal or other food item outside Yerushalayim with Maaser Sheni funds. For any purchase made outside Yerushalayim is an effect of redemption of the coins. And you can't redeem Maaser Sheni money only with better money or with food in Yerushalayim itself. So the bottom line is, it's not again so much for the Gemara, the reason. Bottom line is, you cannot buy an animal outside Yerushalayim with money of Maaser Sheni. Okay? So Gemara said, Vim Lokach, what happens if a guy did? He did buy an animal outside Yerushalayim with Maaser Sheni money. Okay? So it says like this, Bishaygig, if he did it accidentally, meaning he didn't know it was Maaser Sheni money, or he didn't know you're not allowed to do it, Yachzru Damim Namokim. The transaction is null and void. The money goes back to the owner, the animal goes back, you know, the animal, it was never a deal. B'mezid, what happens if the guy did it intentionally? Then, Ta'ale V'tiyochu Bamokim. Then you have to take this animal and eat it in Yerushalayim. Okay? That means like this. You're not allowed to buy the animal outside Yerushalayim. What happens if you did? So if you didn't know, you're not allowed to, or you didn't know it wasn't Maaser Sheni money, the deal is null and void, the seller has to give back the money, the buyer has to give back the animal, it's no deal. What happens if a guy did it intentionally? He knew he wasn't allowed to, and he did it anyway. So then the halacha is, you have to take the animal and bring it up to Yerushalayim to eat. Okay, that's the halacha.
How can you use Maaser Sheni to buy, to purchase?
What do you do with the money of Maaser Sheni?
I don't know.
You buy food.
Okay.
So we said.
Okay, you have to buy food.
You buy food in Yerushalayim. Okay, but the Gemara says not outside Yerushalayim. Right?
So why can't you use Maaser Sheni to buy an animal?
Outside Yerushalayim, it says. Outside of Yerushalayim, it means.
Inside Yerushalayim, you could.
You could.
Outside Yerushalayim,
you can't.
Because that money is a shtickel holy.
It has to be spent only in Yerushalayim. Right. An animal's food. So Gemara said, what happens if he did it? So if he did it accidentally, the sale is null and void. If he did it intentionally, the sale stays, and you have to bring the animal to Yerushalayim to eat.
Will you reward him for his intentional sin?
No.
Yeah.
We're not rewarding him. The other way the deal's off.
That's what he wants.
Huh?
He gets what he wants. He wanted this to become hekdesh. I mean, to become food.
One second. Let's see what Rabbi Yehuda says. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Lamed dvarim amurim." When does this then apply? That if you did it intentionally, the deal's a good deal, and you have to bring it up to Yerushalayim. That's only b'miskavim v'lokach chilul l'shem shlomim. If he bought it as a korban, in other words. He wanted to bring it to the Maaseh Sheni, because Maaseh Sheni is similar to Korban Shlomim. That's what the Gemara says. Maaseh Sheni has a lot of similarities to Shlomim. Korban Shlomim could be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim. Maaseh Sheni could be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim. Okay? So the Yehuda says like this. Where do we say that if the guy bought it intentionally, you just take the animal up to Yerushalayim to eat? That's when he wanted to bring it as a shlomim. Avol b'miskavon laitzi moris ma'aseh sheni l'chulin. But if he wanted just to buy an animal, not for a korban, just to make it regular food, bein b'shegig, bein b'mezid, whether it's accidental, whether it was intentional, he holds yachzeru dam l'mekeimon. The deal is null and void. In other words, the Yehuda seemingly argues on the first opinion. The first opinion says, if you did it intentionally, the sale is a sale, bring the animal to Yerushalayim and eat it. The Yehuda says, no. If you bought the carbon with the Maaseh Sheni money for a carbon shlomim, then you bring it up to Yerushalayim and the sale stays a sale. But if you bought the animal not for a shlomim, you bought it for just everyday stuff, the deal's not no good. Doesn't matter, accidental or intentional, the deal is off.
So you mean by Maaseh Sheni money to buy shlomim?
Yeah, because shlomim eat. It's eaten.
But if you bought it, it's like you're doing two things at once.
Why not? You're
eating Maaseh
Sheni. It's your money. With my money for food, I could buy a food. I could buy a carbon, it's food. Carbon Eilu you couldn't buy because you're not eating it. Because carbon Shlomi, you're eating. The Kainam are eating it in your slime. You're eating your slime, it's not a problem. But the Gemara says, 1 minute. So what do we see from here? That Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you did it b'mezid, right, the money stays Maaseh Sheni. Because he says the deal's off. That means the money stays Maaseh Sheni. So the Gemara said, but Rabbi Yehuda just got to saying, by Maaseh Sheni b'mezid kiddush, that if he gave a woman Maaseh Sheni money as kiddushin, it's valid. It's valid. So why over here is he saying that if you did it intentionally, it's null and void, the deal's not good? So Gemara says, Amen, Rabbi Elazar said like this, because Isha Yadas, the woman knows when you give they give a woman credit for knowing halacha. When you give a woman Maaseh Sheni money for kedushin, she knows it's Maaseh Sheni, and she's going to go eat it in Yerushalayim. So therefore, it's good. The kedushin is good. Rabbi Yehuda says, yeah, but she has to bring it to Yerushalayim. So therefore, it's good.
Tangible
item. She's going to go up and eat it in Yerushalayim. So Maaseh Sheni stays Maaseh Sheni, right? Like Rabbi Yehuda just said, and she'll eat it in Yerushalayim. Therefore, the kedushin is good.
But a whole cow is not beneficial for one individual. I mean, how much can
Maaseh Sheni anybody can eat?
I understand, but she can't. She can only benefit from one meal. She's
not talking about the animal. He gave him money of Maaseh Sheni. The story before was about Kedushin. A guy took $100 from Maaseh Sheni, right? He takes $10, gives it to the woman, and says, Eirat Mekudashesli. So Rabbi Yehuda says, it's a good Kedushin. Why? Because it's hers. Where does she have to eat it, though? In Yerushalayim. So she'll go to Yerushalayim and eat it. What does it have to do with it? What she does with it is her business. If you give a woman a ring for Kedushin today, yeah? You give her Kedushin, you say, Eirat Mekudashesli, she accepts it. 5 minutes later, she gives it to her friend as a present. Was the Kedushin valid? 100%. 100%. It's her. She can do with it whatever she wants. So she might, the money is her. She's eating. Yeah, but you have to eat in Yerushalayim. So she's eating in Yerushalayim. I, she can't eat till.
Even if she doesn't, even if she loses that money, she's still married.
The Gemara said it's only beneficial, though, if she takes it up to Yerushalayim. Until Yerushalayim, it's not worth anything.
She
can't. You can't use it.
She got.
You can't use it though.
She could have.
But she has to be actually be able to use it.
But if it wasn't,
and he thought
that it was,
then she's not. The Kodrabuta, she's not. Okay, so the Gemara says 1 minute. If you have a treif animal, or avodim, slaves, or land, right? When the Torah says, how do you do maisa sheni? The Torah says, v'samta b'kesef. Has to be with money. Okay? You can't do a treif animal because they can't eat it in Yerushalayim. He can't do land because it's not kesef. He can't do avadim because avadim are likened to karka, to land. The adam yedei shein mois ma'aseh sheni mischalon aleihem, that every person knows you can't redeem ma'aseh sheni like that. Utanan, and yet it says ein leichim behema tmeya avadim v'karkoyes b'mois ma'aseh sheni afilu b'yushalayim. It says because ma'aseh sheni has to be edible. You can't buy with my sasheni money tray for animals, avadim, or karka. What happens in lokham? What happens if he did? He did do it. He did buy it. Yechol kenegdom. He has to take another amount. Let's say it was $100. He has to take another $100 and use that as my sasheni money. So the case is, So we do not presume that the seller knows that about he's going to have to spend it in Yerushalayim. So why by the woman do we say she knows it's going to be done in Yerushalayim? So Gemara answers, Alahochet speaking, Be'isha chaveid askinen, a learned woman. The yada who knows that the money, in other words, the question is like this, why aren't we afraid that the woman who gets Maisa Sheni for Kedushin is going to think it's not holy money. And she's going to spend it out of Yerushalayim. So Gemara is speaking, when does Rabbi Yehuda say the Kedushin is good? If the woman is a scholar, and she knows I have to take the money to Yerushalayim, and therefore she'll do it. Because we're not afraid, like the Gemara says, you're not allowed to be deemed Maisa Sheni for Behemoth Tmeya. Right? And if you did, you're not allowed to do it because the guy will make a mistake. So why are we afraid the woman's going to make a mistake? So Gemara says, because the woman's a scholar, and she won't make mistakes. I'm a man, we just got through saying like this, in Lokach, if a guy did buy a tray for animal, or he bought slaves, or Yechol Kenegdon, he has to consume Maisa Sheni in the amount that he spent. Sigmar says, yes. Sigmar says, Amai, Yachsu Domun of Kemon Kihosam. Why isn't the deal null and void? Other case of Maisa Sheni, we said if you bought it, right, the deal is null and void. Why over here, if you buy a tray for animal, why don't we say the deal is null and void? So Marcel Amish Shmuel said, it's speaking Shabarach. You know why you can't know the deal? Because the owner ran away. The seller ran away. He ran away. So how can you invalidate the sale? The seller is not here anymore. So the Gemara says the time at the barach. That's only because he ran away, though. But holy barach. But if he didn't run away, kansinan lemeicher, you're gonna punish the seller. So the Gemara says niknasila kech. Why we penalize the buyer? Meaning like this, we got through saying that the seller, what does the seller have to do with this money? He has to, like it says over here, the buyer has to set aside a sum of money equal to Maisa Shani that he misappropriated. The Maisa Shani funds and the seller's possessions are to be redeemed for this money. Because bottom line is, if you think about it, the seller has Maisa Shani money now. The guy bought a tray for animal with Maisa Shani money. So the seller has holy money. Right? So the question is, we punish the seller, right? That's what we're doing. We're giving, if he didn't run away, we would have nullified the transaction, right? That means the seller loses.
But he still has the money.
Huh?
But he still has the money.
Yeah, but if he didn't run away, we would punish the seller to say the deal's off. Because
okay.
The money's still holy. Okay. He said, why don't you find the buyer? Why are you finding the seller? Say that the seller needs to take equal amount of money to what he spent and spend that for Maisa Sheni. Why are we punishing the seller if he didn't run away? Why aren't we punishing the buyer? So the Gemara answers a very famous expression. The Gemara says, there's an expression that says, Lav achber aganef, the mouse is not the thief, alachur aganef, the hole is the thief. Meaning like this, a mouse steals food, right? And then it runs into the hole, right? Now, if there wouldn't be a hole to run away to, the mouse wouldn't steal, right? So it's like an expression, why, don't blame the mouse, blame the hole. If there wouldn't be a hole, the mouse wouldn't steal it. There's a very famous Gemara, Lav achber aganef alachur aganef. The mouse didn't steal it, blame the hole. Right? So he says, but if not for the mouse, what would the hole be able to do? In other words, the Gemara says like this. If there was no seller, the buyer couldn't buy it. What was the Gemara's question? Why are you punishing the seller? Punish the buyer. Sigmar says, because if there's no seller, there's no buyer. So therefore, who's to blame? The hole.
The seller.
The hole. Sigmar says, but the lav achber achur my covet. But if there's no mouse, the hole doesn't steal. He has a question like this. When a mouse steals, are you blaming the mouse or the hole? So one way of looking at it is, it's the hole's fault. Because if there's no hole, there's no mouse. So the mouse says no. But if there's no mouse, you don't have a hole either.
The mice are not so smart. If they're hungry,
they don't steal. So it says, Mustamra, Kalhecha de Ike Sura, whenever something item was done, Hasim Kansinan, we give the fine there. Meaning, the bottom line is, the seller is holding the mice Sheni money now. Who's holding the Maisa Sheni money? The seller. So we find the seller.
The money itself, that money becomes holy, or it's changeable?
No, that's the question. Maisa Sheni does not become redeemed if it's done forbidden. That's why by the woman, Rabbi Yehuda holds it's a good kedushin, because she'll take the money to the Shalayim to eat it.
As long as she does.
Right. But by a seller, right? You buy money, Maisa Sheni, so you can't invalidate the sale if the seller is there, if he's not there. But if the seller is there, we invalidate the sale.
Can you bring that exact money back?
Yeah, yeah. Because that money is holy.
That money is holy.
Yes. And the only time you could redeem Meiser, Sheni, the Gemara learns out, is for better currency. It says like this, V'tzarta b'kesef. In the olden times, they had coins that were minted with pictures on them. The tzura. And then they had plain gold. So the din is when you redeemed Meiser Sheni money, it had to be deemed V'tzarta b'kesef, the Gemara says, Kesef sheyesh batzura. It has to be actually coins. Because coins is better currency than the plain gold. A golden coin, that's a coin, is better, more valuable than a piece of gold the same size. It's not a coin. So anytime you redeem Meiser Sheni, it has to be with, you know, better currency.
As we learned a few weeks ago, that you could take the money, I think, or as long as you go to your shalom and you spend it over there.
Yeah, but if you're deeming it for money, that thing we didn't learn yet because it wasn't a get. Then you have to redeem it for currency. For better ones. Okay. Let's start the next mission. Mekadesh, but okay, now the Gemara is going back to Kedushin, by the way. Thank God. Basically, the Mishnah is going to say, anything that's forbidden to benefit from, you cannot do Kedushin with. Okay? Obviously. So it gives a bunch of examples. A Mekadesh Ba'arla. If a man gives a woman the fruits in the first 3 years, yeah? Arla. Now Arla, we learned, not only are not allowed to eat it, thank you. Not only are not allowed to eat it, you can't benefit from it. Tasibano. Or Klaya Kerem, which is a mixture of wheat and grapes together, which is Asibahana also. B'shar Aniskol, the din of Shar Aniskol is if an axe killed a person, the Torah says you have to stone the axe. You bring it to Bezdin. Bezdin rules, the axe is guilty, you have to stone it. Shar Aniskol is Asibahana. Can't benefit from it. Or Egla Arufa, you know, they find a dead body outside the city, you don't know who did it, you go measure to the closest city, you take a calf, you chop off the head. That Egla Arufa is also Aser Bahano. The Mishnah is Bashit going through a bunch of cases of animals or fruit which are Aser Bahano, and therefore if you did Kedushin with it, it's not valid. Betzipeda Metzeda, with birds of a Metzeda, a Metzeda has to bring a bird afterwards, right? After you shecht the bird, okay, there's two birds. One bird you shecht is dipping into blood, and the other bird is left go free. Okay? What happens if a guy took the bird before the sprinkling blood was done on the first bird, okay, and did Kedusha with the woman? Or, beside Nazir, with the hair of a Nazir, after he finished Naziris, chops off his hair, right? That hair is Asibahna. So what happens if a guy takes the hair, goes over to a woman and says, Ramakudashasli, it's no good. Petachamerd, a firstborn male donkey, that has to be redeemed, or Basar V'Cholav, meat and milk which are cooked together, because we know Basar V'Cholav is Asibahna. You can't benefit from it either. Or Cholin Shenishchetu Ba'Azodah, or the din is like this. You cannot shecht a non-carbon in the Beis HaMikdash. It's called chulin shenishlechu ba'azara. You can only shecht a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash. If somebody shechts a regular animal in the Beis HaMikdash, then that animal is aser b'hana. So all these are a bunch of cases that a guy did kedusha with a woman in a way that the object is aser b'hana. So the Mishnah says, Einam Kedushas. All these cases, it's not a good Kedushin. Why? Because something Aser Bano has no value. What happens, it says like this, Machna Mekidish B'demayim, this is an interesting case. A guy took all these things which are asur b'hana and he sold them. He wasn't allowed to. A guy took Arla, or any of the other cases, he sold it, took the money, and did Kedushin with the woman. Then the din is, Mekudashis is a good Kedushin.
Why?
Huh? Because the din, the Gemara says, the object is Asa Bahana, but not the money that redeems it.
So if somebody stole something, or they sell it, he can take a Kedushin with the money?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But if you give a stolen thing, no.
No. No, the guy wasn't allowed to sell it because something else about no, you're not allowed to sell. What happens if a guy took basar v'chalav, yeah? Took a cheeseburger, okay? And gave it, which was cooked together. He gives it to the woman, said, I'm a Kedush, you'll see, it's no good. What happens if he sells it to a guy for a dollar, which he wasn't allowed to because it's he can't benefit from it. And then he took the dollar and did Kedush with the woman, the Kedush is valid. Why? Because the Isra no is only on the bus of a cholov, not on the money. But one of the classic exceptions of this is Aveidah Zarah. If somebody takes an object of Aveidah Zarah and sells it, the money still remains Aveidah Zarah. So let's say a man does Kedushin with money that he sold for Aveidah Zarah, and it's not Nikum Kedushas. Here, all these cases, Arla, Klei HaKerem, Basav HaCholav, Chulun Shchunisht, all the cases the Mishnah mentions, the case is that it only the object itself is Asur Bahana, but not the money. So the money is not Asur Bahana. So even though he wasn't allowed to sell it, but the Kedushin is good. Okay.